Sam McBride, investment analyst, is here from New Constructs, filling in for David Trainer, but just as good a wingman as we go searching for trouble in the investment world. Welcome to the Danger Zone. Yes, it's the Danger Zone on Money Life. This is where, well, most weeks we're talking with David Trainer, the president of New Constructs. But today we're talking with Sam McBride, investment analyst there. And New Constructs evaluates securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And if you want to learn more about how it works, well, newconstructs.com is the website, at New Constructs on Twitter. But just as important, they blog about all of their Danger Zone picks. So anytime you want more information on what you hear on the show, go check out the website and you will be able to find their information and know that you'll get more information. And remember that they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. That's why we take a look at things that fall into the Danger Zone. Sam McBride, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Stupid money risk.
Danger, danger.
Okay, so stupid money risk is in the danger zone. Now, of course, risk could always have the potential to be in the danger zone, but why are we talking about stupid money, or particularly stupid money risk, right now?
The stupid money risk, if you're on the short side, it's the risk that someone comes in and acquires the company you're shorting, despite the fundamentals pointing all in the right direction. And in this case, we're talking about it because of the sort of ongoing Tesla saga that's in the news with Elon Musk offering to take the company private.
Tesla is a stock that you guys at New Constructs have hated. It is not a secret that it has been in the danger zone for a while and that you guys, well, this is your expectations for Tesla's future. Now, that said, when you talk about stupid money risk, the stupid money risk, is this the people who are going to be the stupid money that comes in and says, whatever Elon Musk is doing, it's going to be great, and so I'll throw money in with him? Or is it that if I am a Tesla short seller, which is what I would be doing if I were following New Constructs advice, that I might be pinched here? How do we really help people understand where the stupid money risk is in this?
I mean, in a lot of ways, the stupid money risk is on both sides. So if you're a short seller and this deal does happen, which, you know, increasingly it's looking like it might not, but if it does, you're obviously going to lose out big because you're going to be have the stock go to 420 if it gets acquired. But also the acquirers, whoever comes in and provides the financing for this deal, they are going to be buying into this company at a huge valuation. You know, we looked at the numbers. To justify a valuation of $420 per share, Tesla has to achieve margins of 10%, which is better than Toyota, the most profitable large automaker in the world. And they have to grow revenue by 29% compounded annually for 10 years. They'd have to achieve a revenue level higher than GM, over $150 billion. Those are big expectations, you know. I don't think that anything the company has done up to this point justifies that level of optimism.
Because this could be stupid money risk of both sides, does it change at all the call to short Tesla because you're looking at this as a possibility and because it is Elon Musk and, you know, he's sort of habitually proven, if you doubt me, I'll find a way to make it buy anyway?
It certainly increases the risk, but I think from our perspective, what it says is if Tesla does get taken private, that doesn't mean the shorts were wrong, and it doesn't mean you should stay invested. It means simply that Elon Musk and whoever's investing with him is acting based off of misaligned incentives, acting based off of ego rather than based off of fundamentals and economics.
How does somebody wind up playing this? Under normal circumstances, we'd be saying, okay, it's Tesla, and it could get ugly, so you want to be betting against it. Do you... Because the stupid money risk here is so obvious and so evident, does that change at all what you want to do? Does that make you say, okay, I still want to short it, but maybe I want to be a little less exuberant about it, or I want to put in tighter stops or something along those lines?
That's certainly a possibility. Look, we've seen a lot of evidence over the past week and a half that this buyout offer seems pretty half-baked and does not seem like it's legitimate. But certainly there is the risk that that's there, and so maybe you do want to tighten that. You want to be more careful. Another thing we've been talking about a lot is rather than shorting Tesla, maybe you buy into its competitors. You know, GM is one of our top long ideas. If Tesla blows up, then we think GM is a company that stands to benefit because right now its valuation has baked into the expectations a lot of pessimism over it losing market share.
So buying GM is another way to potentially play it. And I guess the other side is there is stupid money risk at just about anything. I mean, David and I have always said you can't necessarily remain solvent long enough to let the market get rational. And there's always somebody out there that could buy it. But is this a case where, you know, because we're putting stupid money risk in the danger zone, that it's just that much more apparent, or it's that much more in the mix here because we have that, you know, big potential number being kicked around?
Yeah, I think it's a case where you always need to be looking when you're considering shorting a stock about not just the fundamentals, but what are the irrational elements that could take this higher? You know, what are the incentives that other people have to prop up this stock price, even if it does not deserve it?
Well, it is stupid money risk, and specifically stupid money risk over Tesla. Remember, we were talking about Tesla with John Thompson from Vilas Capital last Friday. He was actively shorting the stock. Well, now you know that if you're actively shorting the stock, you have that stupid money risk that you've got to deal with. Sam McBride, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
Sam McBride, everybody. He is investment analyst at New Constructs. And if you want to learn more about the company, newconstructs.com, on Twitter, at New Constructs. And remember, they blog about their danger zone picks, so there's more information for you to look at by going to the website. All right, we are heading for home on the Monday, August 20th edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the Market Call. Peter Tuz from Chase Investment Counsel will be here when we come back in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.